Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we normally don't talk Braves baseball in the middle of November, but when you have a couple of good days behind you, Acuna getting the Rookie of the Year, now Brian Snicker getting the NL Manager of the Year. Well, Brian Snicker joined the morning show. You'll hear the interview in its entirety coming up in about 10-15 minutes from right now, but I want to preview this clip. So we had four All-Stars, the 2018 NL East Champions, Rookie of the Year, Manager of the Year. Snit talks about the expectations going into 2019 are pretty high, and how do you manage them?
I'm hoping that you know, the feelings that they had over the course of this year, when we clinched that division and the excitement of the playoffs, that when they're working out in the offseason, they remember that. When we get to spring training, we talked about it last year. Now we're going to have to live it, and it's going to be a real thing, and we're going to have to work that much harder, and we're not going to sneak up on anybody anymore. And like you say, we're going to be expected to do well, and that's okay, because that's kind of where you want this thing to be.
They are expecting, like you now, to take that next step. You won 90 games, you went to the playoffs, and you lost in the first matchup. You know what the expectation is next year? Make it to the World Series. There are no incremental steps after this, and the also expectation in the offseason is go out there and field a better team than you did a year ago. You know where the young core pieces are. You know where the weaknesses are. We need starting pitching help. We could probably use, a left fielder or right fielder. Which side is Markakis playing?
Right field.
Right field. You need a right fielder, because I doubt if you're bringing Nick Markakis back. You could use some bullpen help. We know what you need right now if you're the Atlanta Braves. Now it's up to Alex Anthopoulos to go get those correct pieces, and it's up to Brian Snitker to take them from playoff team to championship contending team.
Well, we need to keep Craig Kimbrel from going to the Philadelphia Phillies. If he goes to the Phillies, do you feel good about winning the National League East next year? I feel okay about it. Mm-hmm. If Bryce Harper goes back to Washington, they're going to be right back knocking on the door of winning the division. And I presume, I mean, it may tank again, but I doubt it. It's a talented baseball team. So it's going to be interesting. We need to be aggressive in this offseason. We need to go get a Michael Brantley. We need to go get a Wilson Ramos. Most importantly, we need to go get a Craig Kimbrel. Get in the fast lane, okay? You are in the lane right next to the fast lane. Scooch over, mm-hmm. 12 feet into the HOV lane. Let's go. You have the money to do it. Craig Kimbrel is there. You can go get him. And again, John, Craig Kimbrel can write years and dollar amounts on a sheet of paper, and I'm paying him.
Yeah, I'm going starting pitching or big bat before I go reliever. And I get Craig Kimbrel is obviously an upgrade over anything you have in the back end of the bullpen. I need somebody that's going to get us to the back end of the bullpen. I need a starter that I could plug at the top in front of Mike Foltynewicz, in front of Julio Teheran, in front of all these other young guys. I need a bona fide starting pitcher. I also need somebody that I can hit that's going to give me another 30 home runs. I'm bidding for Bryce Harper. If it's $350 million, $35 million per year, by God, I'm laying that kind of money down, and I'm trying to get another star here in Atlanta.
He's overrated, John. He's an overrated baseball player.
Is he going to hit me 30 home runs?
I don't know. He might get hurt and miss half a year. His batting average fluctuates year to year wildly. He'll hit 330 one year and 240 the next. Mm-hmm. Misses games due to injury. Doesn't play a good outfield. Isn't a plus base runner. He's a home run hitter. By the way, J.D. Martinez got barely over $100 million to go to Boston. And to me, he was the AL MVP. I can't go $300 million on Bryce Harper. I mean, I'd like the move in terms of the aggression of it, but I think the return on the dollar, we'd all be disappointed within a year or two of that deal.
He's a career 279 hitter. He has had 2 years where he's hit 243 and 249. I'm taking a shot at him. He's the best player on the market right now. Who would you rather have, him or
Craig Kimbrel's the best player on the market right now.
Him or Manny Machado are better players. An everyday player to me for trumps a relief pitcher.
Manny Machado was pretty weak in the playoffs for L.A.
He was.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.